We had a program that we wanted to monitor the Planting for Food and Jobs sometime last year, towards the end of the year. So we assigned most of our farmer leaders in the regions and the districts to take a kind of evaluation of what was happening, what was good about it, what were the challenges. And this is what came up, especially from the upper west region. They found out that some people who were not actually farmers were able to get to some of the fertilizer. Some to use ghost names, some also use IDs of people who are their family members or relatives who had died to get some of the fertilizer. But these people were mostly not necessarily farmers. They were smugglers. The whole purpose was to smuggle the fertilizer across the border to the neighboring country, which is Burkina Faso.
And so who was really in charge of the registration, and how come you did not get to find out this during the time of the registration?
It was MOFA district offices who were giving out the fertilizer. So you go there and then you register your name and other things, and the fertilizer that you required was given to you with the seed. So it also beats our mind how these people were able to bypass that and use false identification to get the fertilizer. We are still to go into that.
Have you informed the ministry?
This is what came up when we were interacting with the ministry and we were sensitizing our farmers on the 2018 plan for the planting for food and jobs. We had an interactive meeting. We created the platform for Peasant Farmers Association and the Ministry of Agriculture. And that was when we exchanged information. The ministry recognized that there were a lot of challenges that came up. And understandably, that was the first time, and it was done in a rush. So these challenges were not totally avoidable.
Program coordinator of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Victoria Adongo. However, the public relations officer of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Bagbara Tanko, has assured the farmers of stringent measures in place to prevent the subsidized fertilizers and seeds from falling into the hands of unscrupulous persons. He said the ministry is collaborating with the security agencies to ensure that the fertilizers are not smuggled to neighboring countries.
This time around, we are reverting to the use of coupons in the distribution of the subsidized fertilizer. So these coupons will be given to the agric extension agents who are on the field in the farming communities. So you go to them, pick the number of coupons that will inform the quantity of fertilizer you need. Then you go make your payment and then you pick your fertilizer. We are also collaborating with the security agencies across the country. That this is a national issue. Is the taxpayers' money that is used to purchase the subsidized fertilizers. And we cannot just sit down and watch these unpatriotic citizens taking the fertilizer across the border to sell for their selfish interests.
Now, Tanko, did you do any research as to why people were smuggling or taking the subsidized fertilizers across borders to sell?
The reason is obvious, because this fertilizer, government has given a subsidy of 50%. So say if we have a bag of NPK is costing 100 Ghana cedi, government has taken 50 Ghana cedi. The farmer was there supposed to pay 25% of the 50%. So you would have paid 25 Ghana cedi, take your fertilizer. After the cropping season, you harvest, then you come and pay the remaining 25 Ghana cedi. So the reason is obvious. The fertilizer has been subsidized and it's cheap for us in Ghana.
And that was a PRO of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Bagbara Tanko.